Welcome. This is your host, Susan Rinsberger, energy expert, communicator, and interpreter for star beings. And you're listening to Voices from the Stars. Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us today. Aduhui ali. Welcome, star beings. Thank you for joining us also. Thank you for calling us all together to hear what you have to teach, what you have to say to us and transmit to us energetically. Trust in yourselves. That's our message for today. Trust in yourselves. We're speaking of your higher selves, your inner selves. Trust that you really are that expression of source that you came here to be. There is a center within you all, and I can feel this as Susan in my solar plexus when they talk about this. We are speaking right now, right to that center, right to that place which holds your core identity as an expression of source. That is what we call the source field, or the original source energy, the source of the source within you. That is to say, when you individuated from source as a much larger being, higher level being than this human being that you are experiencing yourself as right now, you were like a ray of sunshine. And you still are. But you carried with you all the frequencies of the source, all the power, the capacity, the ability of the source to create and to recreate itself in any form it chooses. Today you are the source that the form is choosing to create using that energy. As you know yourself as this creative energy of source, you can learn to know yourself as the creator of your own life, the creator in turn, the smaller version of the big creator or the entire creative force of the source. Are there steps between us and the source? What are the steps in the hierarchy, you might say? You're quite correct. Between the human being that is currently Susan or each and every listener and the original source who constantly feeds you its energy, or you wouldn't be here. But between the two, there are levels of creation. You are not the direct creation of that original impulse of source to differentiate, individuate itself. Individuation and new creation takes place at every level of existence. So you might say that the source decided to create stars, that the source individuated itself as cosmic entities, bodies of energy, that eventually those evolved into stars, that the stars eventually created, divided, exploded, however you want to think of this, creating beings of its own energy, each star creating beings of its own energy, and so on and so on. And those star beings individuating, creating individual expressions, which you might think of as soul families, all the ones that came from the same star being, connected energetically, having the same energetic DNA. And what do you want us to do with this awareness of ourselves as the creative creator children of the source? We want you to know the power inherent within you, that you carry the energy of the source, and that your source self, the star being, you could say, from which you originate, is a fountain of that energy, is another source of that energy, is your source of that source energy. It flows through the entirety of creation. Each level passes it on to every level, to each of its own creations. That's showing me an image of a kind of, how do you explain that? The rays of light coming from each level of creation and dividing, and each one of those creating more and creating more and creating more. As you know yourself to be this creative source energy and to have all the power of the source within you and available to you, when you are not feeling enough of it, it's because something is blocking it or because you're not pulling through enough, you're not asking for enough. You can always connect in, into your heart, into your solar plexus, into your third eye. Pull down the energy through your crown chakra, pull it in. Ask for more powerful, creative energy in order to create what you need and desire. This is what we want you to know, that what you identify with determines the quality of your experience. You know this, but it bears repeating, reminding. So as you see yourself as the creator in a small version, in form, physicalized, this will help you to create, to understand what you want to create, to draw in the energy of inspiration and creation, and have the confidence that you can do it. Self-doubt is the biggest blockage to everyone's new creation. And why is your new creation important? Your new creation is important because this is how the new earth is created. Through the new creation, the new life, or the new expression of life that each conscious being upon the earth chooses to form, chooses to make. We want to help you open and maintain open, keep open that creative channel that comes from within. You can pull it down from the heavens. You can pull it in through your chakras, your energy centers. You can express it out through your third eye in the form of images that of what you want to create. You can also feel that desire in that golden triangle of new creation that we have talked to you about, that resides in your second chakra area, where you give form and add desire to the creation. You project that out. The energy comes in from the back and projects out from the front, and in the middle it picks up the frequencies of what you want it to bring you, what you want to create. You have many creative tools within your own energy field and within your own abilities. You simply need to know that they're there and how to use them. You need to understand the process of creation and how energy is the key. The energy of emotion, the energy of enthusiasm, the energy of excitement, the frequency, those are all frequencies of energy. The emotional energy, the thought energy, the visualization energy. What you see, feel, think, and do. All of it. These are your creative tools. You're like a carpenter building something new. for yourselves. And if you use the old materials, let's say you had an old house, maybe it was made of wood, maybe the floorboards creaked, maybe the windows were loose and rattled in the wind, maybe there was no insulation and the cold came in. Maybe you just wanted something new. It wasn't the quality you wanted. Maybe you wanted a house you could visualize that was made with new construction techniques, with steel beams and that foam construction material that insulates, and all the new environmentally friendly, sustainable systems that you would like to install in a brand new house. So you wanted new materials and new systems in your new house. You couldn't get there by tearing down the old and using the old boards and the old beams and the old materials. You couldn't create the new with the old. So to create something that is truly new, that will express more completely, more fully, and more beautifully all that you are and all that yourself came here to express through you as you in this lifetime, which includes greater freedom and ease and abundance, happiness, joy, beauty, prosperity, love, all things that you find desirable, that bring you joy, that bring you happiness. To create all that, express all that, you need to use higher frequency energy, materials, and tools. And that's what we're here to help you with. That's what we're here to teach you. That's what you're doing as you listen, as you learn, as you absorb the frequencies of the light language that we express to you. You are changing the frequencies of your field and therefore what you can create and what you will create. It may be on the outside the same or take the same form in some way. Like you could say you're still going to be building a house that's going to have windows and floors and a ceiling and roof and bedrooms and a kitchen. It's going to have plumbing and electricity. But the quality is going to be completely different. So right now what we want to do is clear your channels. Your channels that bring into your field and into your body and into your mind, to all of the human being complex, the energy of source radiating through your source field from the source field of your creator being. For instance, if you are a star being, you come from the stars, that star has a source field, and that field is radiating into you through your source field. This creative energy, this pure source energy, and we want to expand that by clearing away lower frequencies that could block it or warp it, change its frequencies as it enters your field and it expresses through your energy and your physical form. Okay? So everyone just take a deep breath and release it and get comfortable. Focus on your heart. Picture the white light pouring in there that is the source energy. You might picture your solar plexus. Put a hand on your solar plexus and feel it. Your left hand is good for feeling, receiving. The solar plexus right below your rib cage, right where your diaphragm is. And just receive. We are becoming, we are becoming, we are becoming greater and greater and greater creators. We are becoming more expanded expressions of the source in human being form. Take a breath again and blow, releasing. I am that I am. One, I am. Just say that with me. I am that I am. One, I am. That moves your identity from your individual human being self into your source self, your higher self. And that allows your higher self to amplify not only the frequencies, but the quantity, the flow of energy into your field. All is well. You are loved, you are blessed, you are supported in your new creation, you are supported in your new lives. You are supported in being the fullest expression of your source self, the expression you came here to be. Thank you, Star Beings. Just yesterday, the Star Beings gave me some beautiful questions to ask, and questions are the most powerful creative tools that we have. And those questions that they gave me were, what more can life become? What more can life be than it has already become? What more can I be than I have become? What more is possible? And asking those questions opens the door and allows the answers to be poured through to us, for us. So this is Susan Rensberger, sending you all light and love and blessings. If you want to work more with the Star Beings, if you want to learn more, if you want to receive more blessings, please go to SusanRensberger.com. And from there, you can find recorded and live events, channeling sessions. There are going to be many new products appearing. So go and sign up for our email list, and we'll send you announcements as we add new products and new possibilities, new ways to connect with me and the Star Beings. We'll add those to the website. And I will put the link to that website in the show description so you can be sure to find it if you just scroll down. Thanks again for joining us. Until next time, love and light and blessings from Susan and the Star Beings here in California today. Thank you for listening. To hear more from the Star Beings, plus interviews with other communicators, and tips for connecting with your own inner voice, please subscribe to this podcast. And if you appreciate the energy and information you received, please review and rate this podcast. It's very important to us. And even more importantly, please share it with your friends. Thank you.